10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland. And it's time for Name That Tune.
It is time for Name That Tune, and this week's edition is Y2K themed. I went to a Y2K party over the weekend, had a blast, and the playlist was so strong, I thought, we need to do that. Now, if you've never played Name That Tune before, I've got tunes for you to name and clues to go along with them. What I do is read the clue first, and if the show members know the tune based on the clue, they buzz in with their names because their name is their buzzer. Try your buzzers.
Steve,
Maitland. Fantastic buzzers. If you don't know the tune by the time I'm done reading the clue, that's okay. I'll play the tune for you, and you show members can buzz in again. Test them one more time.
Steve Howard.
Perfect. Is everybody ready for tune and clue number one?
Ready.
Ready. Let's go back to the late 90s, early 2000s. And this Y2K theme, name that tune. Tune and clue number one. This song directly addresses the public's perception of boy bands, assuring critics that this boy band's music is a legitimate art form rather than a passing fad. It challenges the listeners to respect them for their talent, regardless of their clothes or accessories.
Huh.
Here's your tune, number one. Hear the pop.
Yo.
E.T. Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out? The thing you got to realize, what we're doing is not a trend. We got the gift of melody, we're gonna bring it till the end. Come on now.
Like the car and drive, what I wear around my neck.
Nobody knows?
I don't think I've ever heard this
band.
In my life.
Never heard
Free
this.
Beer. Yeah, I know the band.
Free Beer.
NSYNC, Pop Life.
Too many words.
Tommy. NSYNC, Pop.
Yes!
Boy.
Oh, man.
Well, they sure showed us.
I can't believe y'all don't know the song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this and Bye 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 were just like smash hits.
I mean, I've heard Bye Bye Bye. I've never heard that song.
Mm. Are you sure that was a smash hit?
Hell yeah, it was a smash hit. All right, we move on to Tune and Clue number two. This song is about living life to the fullest. Not planning everything because you never know what may happen. Each day is a blank page, and it's up to you to fill it. This song conveys the idea of keeping our eyes open for all the possibilities in our life.
Maitland. Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten.
Yes!
Nice.
Wow.
A Maitland jam.
Oh yeah, I didn't appreciate it enough when I was younger, but now it's taking on a whole new life.
Was this used as a jingle for a product? Like,
probably.
I feel like someone should be selling me cell phones or, like, unlimited minutes
or
something.
Razors. Right,
yeah. Are you tired of nights and weekends for your cell phone minutes?
Okay, it is time for Tune and Clue number three. Hot Wings, you still over there doing research on the song Pop by NSYNC?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are.
What'd you find out?
I was just curious.
I'm always curious when I don't know a song. And I'm like, well, I ain't going to get Natasha Bedingfield, so let me see what I can find out about NSYNC.
Here's tune and clue number three. In this song, this singer loses all of her senses, which is just so typically her.
Oh,
she plays with your heart. She gets lost in the game.
Oh,
Hot Wings.
Tommy.
Maitland.
Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. This is a hit.
This is good. This is good.
Do it, mate.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Yeah. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh, baby.
What a smash.
Oh, my God.
I mean, good Lord. You know, there's a lot of guys that probably thought about wanting to see her nude when this song was out in that era. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was like, oh, my God, she's so hot. And I think about it now, and I bet they're probably like, I didn't know she'd be so freely nude all the time. I wouldn't have been so, so jazzed about it and so worried about it at the time.
Nude with so many knives and things like that.
Yeah. It's like every week, there's like, oh, Britney did another nude video. I'm like, all right.
With a knife.
Yeah, it's getting weirder and weirder.
This, I don't mean this as dark as it is inevitably will be, but how does it, what happens to her in 30 years? Like, are we still going to be hearing about her?
I don't know. It's hard to
say. Maybe she does like the Courtney Love comeback. You know, we're like, wasn't it Coach or Chanel that adopted Courtney Love? And then suddenly she showed up in that like satin pink dress.
Really?
And just looked incredible. And she didn't look like she was doing heroin anymore.
She was adopted by a fashion brand.
Yeah, I think it was Chanel. I could be way off there, but they were like, we're going to revamp her look.
Do you think there's any chance Britney puts out another album? Seems pretty unlikely, right? Pretty disconnected with that part
if
of her life.
It does. Seems. No one will care, I don't think.
Okay, it's time for Tune and Clue number four. This song is about being a kid and feeling alone. Like no one cares about you. And actually, the song, when you listen to it, sounds like it's a lot of fun. But it's really painful, with the band's lead singer singing about being trapped in the house while everyone else is out having fun. Every night is the worst night ever, he sings. Here's your tune number four.
I woke up, it was 7. Uh-huh. I made it till 11 to figure out that no one
Maitland.
Would call.
Maitland. Is it Simple Plan? I'm Just a Kid? Yes, ma'am.
I think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't hear from them. What's another night all alone when you're spending every day on your own? And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a
boy, that is depressing.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
It doesn't get any better either.
It doesn't end with everybody planning a surprise party for the boy.
Yeah, because when you don't really listen to it, it sounds like the theme song to Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like it's the same vocal style.
It's time for Tune and Clue number 5. This song climaxes at the end of the Lizzie McGuire movie when Lizzie and her best friend Gordo step in for pop star Isabella
Maitland.
In Rome, Italy. Maitland.
That's Hillary Duff. This is what dreams are made of.
Yes, it is. My computer's freezing. Here we go.
Hey now, hey now. Maitland's
in her glory right now.
I love this one at the roller rink.
Hey now, hey now. This is what dreams.
Was there controversy last week where people were being mean to Hillary Duff because of her face?
What?
I hope not. I love her.
Like she had some work done that people were being critical of and she had to address it. I didn't dig very deep.
I'll cut someone.
I could be completely wrong. Could have been about Duff Beer or Hillary Clinton. Not going to lie.
Because so many of these artists of this era were former Disney stars, all I think of when I hear their music is like a passing promo that I would hear while I was trying to find a show I wanted to watch.
Going past the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Disney.
I'm seeing her in August.
Yeah, me
too. It's going to be a dream come true. A dream come true.
So you've never seen her, but it's like bucket list kind
of thing? Yes. All right, we move along to Tune and Clue number 6. The lyrics in this song are a message to the baby mama of one of the guys in this rap duo. They had a child out of wedlock, and he wanted her mother to hear his side of the story because he felt like he was being portrayed as a bad father. And he felt like his baby mama kept him away from their child on purpose.
Mm.
Here's your tune, number 6. Maitland. Oh. Maitland.
Mm. That's Outkast, Miss Jackson.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Can't imagine why your baby mama's mom didn't take you serious. Your message to her in class.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. She doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh. I am for real.
How does a song like this become popular when it's so outrageously personalized? Like, I mean, it's like you're just telling a story that happened to you once.
It's the, ooh, I love it.
Yeah, it's the hook.
I found it pretty catchy. I don't know that song at all.
Yeah.
Especially if you got any sort of baby mama drama or baby daddy drama. Man.
People like drama, particularly when it's someone else's.
That's super relatable. All right. Tune and clue number 7. Oof. I feel like Maitland might be the only one who actually knows this song.
That's been the case in almost all of them. Thank God you're here.
You guys are going to love this one. Tune and clue number 7. This song is about a girl who is experimenting with love and still trying to be careful because her past loves were suicide, as she says in the song. But she knows her new love is so much more than an experiment. Now, to avoid prejudgment, this singer's very savvy media team encouraged radio stations to play this song without naming the artist and letting listeners call in and take a guess. Phones lit up thinking it's got to be Britney, maybe Jessica Simpson. When it was revealed to be this hotel heiress, the general consensus was...
Well,
Maitland.
I know who sang it.
She's a decent singer, Maitland.
That's Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind.
Don't mind standing sometimes.
It sounds like Gwen Stefani to me.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, it's got that big ska beat to it, so... Honestly, I like it better than a lot of Gwen Stefani songs.
Yeah.
Some people never get beyond their stupid pride, but you can see the real me inside, and I'm satisfied. Oh no. Oh. Even though the guys are crazy, even though the stars are blind, if you show me real love, baby, I'll show you mine.
How many of the songs we've played so far, Maitland, are on one of your 8,000 playlists?
I think all of them so far are on my, when I was moving out of one of my houses in college, or moving in, I think it was our housewarming party, the address was 123 Straight Avenue, so we did 123 straight into the 90s, or like 2000s.
Yeah.
It was
Maitland's really fun. Playlist of when I was 5.
Basically. In the car on the way to daycare.
Rocking out.
Do we want to do one more here?
Sure. Mate's got 5. She needs to get 6 before we're done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tune and clue number 8. In this song, this singer wants to thank her man for giving her time to breathe. Like a rock, he waited so patiently while she got it together and while she figured it out. She only looked, but she never touched, because in her heart was a picture of them together, holding hands, making plans, and she feels so lucky that he understands. Here's your tune number 8.
What a girl.
Hey, Maitland. Hot Wings.
What a Girl Wants by Christina Aguilera.
That's right. Here we go.
I want to thank you for giving me time to breathe. I can rock you, wait so patiently. While I got it together, while I figured it out. Yeah, yeah.
kind of putting a bow on things from earlier. Text from Illinois. Fun fact, Simple Plan, I'm Just a Kid, and Bowling for Soup, Phineas and Ferb, are touring together right now, and it's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Who knows who's on stage at what time? They sound identical.
That does make it tricky.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.